Blog Talk Radio. I want to read for you today a few pages out of the book Testimonies to Ministers and Gospel Workers. I'm reading from pages 506 through 512. The section is called Pray for the Latter Rain by Mrs. White.
Okay. Good night, brothers and sisters on the line, Advent Light. Welcome to Advent Light Prayer Line tonight. We are asking our brother on the line if you can press number one, and I will open the line. But first, we will offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity that we can join together to give you praise and to bring honor and glory to your name. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who join us. Lord, help us, dear Father God, that tonight we will have a blessed night and we will be able to share our testimony and give you all the praise that due to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Lord, that is, I can't take it every minute. It just... Yes, yeah. Good evening, brothers and sisters, again on the line. Welcome to Advent Light Prayer Line. I find out that we have quite a few people on the line now, and we want to start early, so we're asking you, please, if you can press number one, and the line will be open. Yes, brothers and sisters, you are hearing me? I'm asking you to press number one so that I can see you and your name, that I can open the line. Okay, all right, open it. Speaker. Okay, 470-343, your line is open. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. Hi, what exactly did you want us to say, our name and where we are from?
Yes, sure. Yes, I would like you to repeat your name and also where you're from. If you're a first-time caller.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm not a first-time caller. Sorry.
Things at one time, you know. You can't write the name on people.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
I'm not a first-time caller. Yes, okay. I'm not a first-time caller. I just pressed one so that you can know that we heard you.
Okay. So, my dear, welcome. I would just ask you if you share your have a testimony, a song that you can sing or read a scripture passage.
Sure, my sister. I can sing a song for you guys.
Okay. Can I get your name?
Yes, hi. My name is Rama, and I'm from the Pennsylvania state.
Oh, okay. Thank you for joining.
Okay, I'll be doing hymn number 10, Come Christians, Join to Sing. Come Christians, join to sing. Alleluia. Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King. Alleluia, amen. Let all with heart and voice before His throne rejoice. Praise is His gracious choice. Alleluia, amen. Come lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, amen. Let praises fill the sky. Alleluia, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister, for that wonderful song. God is good. God is great. We just have to give him all the praise. And we just want to thank you for singing that wonderful song for us. God bless. And thank you again. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are having here, we're going to open the line for 592. Having a little difficulty here. 592, your line is open.
Which one need to open?
This one, 592. No.
Yes, can you just hold on a little for me? Are we having some technical difficulties here?
592. What I have been. Not opening at all. This is the call of this.
592.
No, this one is good. He just did.
Yes, brethren, please can you just hold on a little? We are having some difficulty here with the iPad. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm sorry that we hold up. We're having some problem here.
This one just speak a while ago, five. This. All right. This is the call. Which one open?
This one is open.
80-8042-38, your line is open. Can you check your phone for me? 804-238. We're having some problem here, so I'm just asking 8042.
This one just this one 592. This one.
She just sang.
It's four one.
She just sang.
No.
2592. 682, can you? Your line is open. Brothers and sisters on Advent Light Prayer Line tonight, I also want to apologize for what is happening here. We're having some problem here, technical difficulties with this iPad. We're trying to open and we are not getting hearing.
Sister Carla.
If Sister Carla, if you are on the line, can you press number one that I can open the line?
Who is this?
592. This is.
Is that the person that just sang?
No, it's for a while ago. See. But it's not opening.
Is it?
Yes, brothers and sisters. I'm asking Sister Carla, if you're on the line, can you please help me open this thing? My computer is not open at the opening. I'm having some technical difficulties, brothers and sisters, on Advent Light Prayer Line. And I do know that we have quite a few people on the line. So I'm going to ask for. He told it, they wouldn't hear that. Yeah.
Now, hoping it should. Wait, let me count.
592-682, can you? Your line is open. 592-682.
This is not supposed to be there. When I open it, it's not supposed to be there.
You can't hear them?
No, I'm not hearing them. My God.
Hello?
Put this on us. Sister Carla?
Sister Carla, I'm having some problem here. I am telling you I can't get on. It's not opening. I'm trying to open my thing and it's messed over here and we're having problems. Can you help me? We have quite a few people on it, but I can't hope. I'm not.
She just opened the line and somebody sang.
Yeah.
She just opened some line and some long lady sing. And then I don't know. I'm not even on her cell. The host, she's on the host line because she opened up the line she was hosting for some young lady who sang.
Yes,
and then for some reason, it's not letting her open. Nobody else, and she's on the cell phone, and she's not even hearing anything. Like the phone is muted. Alrighty.
It's an awesome now.
You know, Diva, you're nothing from here, so.
No.
Sister Carla?
She ever called in. Hang up the old phone.
When I hear nothing from this.
That's what I'm saying. And the call not dropped because she is still up and there.
She is still up and there. Hear it and not.
Hi, good evening, brothers and sisters. I'll go ahead and open Sister Powell line. She's having a little technical difficulty, so I'll go ahead and open her line. Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes, I heard you now, Sister Carla.
Okay, your line is open now. Go ahead.
Yes, brothers and sisters, and Advent Light Pearl, and good evening again. I just want to apologize for what happened. I thank our sister who opened with a song, and after that, I was having problems. So I just want to thank you all for joining and waiting. So I'm asking you to press number one that we can, you know, go through this line tonight, that we will be able to give the speaker enough time that they can present the message.
Amen, amen. Yes. I see there's one person that has pressed one. I'll go ahead and open the line. 592-682, your line is now open. Check, see if your phone is on mute. 592-682, your line is open.
Okay. 592-682. Okay. Okay, the person. Okay.
Okay. All right, brothers and sisters in Advent Light, you know, this evening is Thursday night. This evening should be our Health Reform Thursday. And I will just read a few verses about our Health Reform Thursday. The transformation of character is to be the testimony to the world of the indwelling love of Christ. Of the Christ, the Lord expects his people to show that the redeeming power of grace can work upon the faculty, character, and cause to develop a summary and abundant of fruitfulness. So, brothers and sisters in Advent Light, we want you guys to press number one so that we can share. Right, as I just read, I'm just reading these few statements about health reform, and we do know that health reform is very important for us at this time, especially in this situation and crisis that we are going through. You know, we need to be able to take this message out to the dying world. So we just asking you tonight to just press number one so that we can share. I just don't want myself and Sister Carla. I just want to thank Sister Carla to be there to help on tonight. So we just asking you to share so that we can have a good time. And if we have any first-time caller or viewers or caller on the line, we just want to welcome you all. And to let you know that, you know, we welcome you and just asking you that you can share, you know, just press number one and the line will be open.
Amen, amen. I'll go ahead and share, Sister Powell, until someone press one. Amen.
Okay, my dear.
I just want to thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his love, even. You know, sometimes things might happen and we don't know the reason until we inquire of God or he show us or he, you know, kind of teach us why these things happen or, you know, different circumstances. So we should always be, you know, praying and in the word and just looking back on circumstances and things. But to say that, I thank the Lord. I'm still working. You know, the Lord is so good. I'm doing my regular client. I'm still working with him as he's getting older and, you know, down in age and kind of refusing to eat. I'm still compassionate, loving. He might be fighting and don't want to eat. You know, I try again and he'll forget what he was doing and he'll take a bite. The next minute he'll fight. But I thank the Lord for him and that I'm still able to work. And then I had, you know, take up like a little side job, you know, I try to make everything in the morning since I lost my overnight case. And I got this job with another agent just a couple of days, and I work in the office with them, and I also do one case, and I kind of plan my own hours. So I thank the Lord, and, you know, I was like, okay, Lord, thank you. You know, I'm grateful, and a coworker or a friend has told me about another private case. You know, most of these cases are 4 hours, 5 hours, which is really good. And I was like, okay, I'll help out maybe 2 or 3 days. And it was paying so much. And I was like, Lord, is this you? It was paying, most of the case pays between 15 to 20, but this one was paying $28. And I'm like, Lord, is this you? So I did it once. She was okay. I did it the second time. And for some reason, she was grumpy, dementia, and didn't really take to me. And I was like, okay, Lord, it's okay, you know. And I'm like, I'm looking back now that if I was on that case, I wouldn't be here to help with the line because it was like Thursday evening and Sunday. So I'm thanking the Lord that sometimes, you know, we can't put money and material thing ahead of doing the work for God and spending time with your family and spending time with the Lord and helping in ministry in different areas. So I'm just thanking the Lord for opening my eyes so I can reflect and see that and just prepare, you know, prepare to move and just being drawn closer to him. And I'll just share something really quick before I open the other line. The devotion, it said, the testimony to the world needs. Transformation of character is to be the testimony to the world of the indwelling love of Christ. The Lord expects his people to show that the redeeming power of grace can work upon the faculty characters and cause it to develop in symmetric and abundant fruitfulness. But in order for us to fulfill God's purpose, there is a preparatory work. So there's a process to it, you know, like a beginning preparatory work to be done. The Lord bid us empty our hearts of the selfishness, which is the root of alienation. He longs to pour upon us his Holy Spirit in rich measures. And he bid us clear the way by self-renunciation. When self is surrendered to God, our eyes will be open to see the stumbling stone which our Christ-likeness has placed in the way of others. All these God bid us remove. He says, confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. James chapter 5, verse 6. When we may have the assurance that David had when, after confession of his sin, he prayed, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Psalms 51, verse 12-13. So we have to, with our life, with just our presence, the way we dress, eat, talk, and our personality, our character, people are looking at us to see if we are Christ-like, if we, you know, say that we're Christian, and our attitude or demeanor shows something else, it kind of turn people off. But, you know, whatever we do, we ought to do it unto the glory of God so that his name will be magnified. And we know if we lift Jesus up, he will draw all men unto himself. So we have to lift him up in whatever circumstances, wherever we go. We ought to lift him up and praise him in the good time and the bad time and thank him sometimes even when we don't understand it. So that is my sharing this evening. Amen. I'll go ahead.
Amen.
And open.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing. We have to look upon Christ. And if we look upon Christ, we won't have any failure. Christ is the answer. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing.
Praise the Lord. I'll go and open the line for 267-467. Good evening. Your line is open.
Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Hello? Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to sing a song because, you know, today I was really feeling I have no reason to be down because God has been good to me, but I don't know why I was feeling that way. But I know when I feel that way, I start singing the hymns and just reading the promises in God's word. You know, I'm thankful to be working. I am thankful for everything, you know. I have so many, like, deaths with friends and different family member who tested positive for the virus. And sometimes when you work with elderly people, they put on the TV all day and all you're hearing is the news about what will happen after. And maybe sometimes the enemy could play tricks on your mind. I'm thankful that, you know, my niece, she's doing much better, but sometimes I still think of it. So I just wonder, I don't know if you guys have enough time that I could sing one of the hymns that really uplifted me, if that's okay.
Amen. We have enough time, sis.
Okay. Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials all. I go to him for blessings, and he gave them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, gold and green. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny, when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches over me day and night. Following him by day and night. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I'll trust him when life fleeing days shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister. Jesus is all the world to us. He is our only friend. And if we follow him, he will carry us to the end. Thank you for reminding us, my dear sister. God bless. And thank you for that wonderful song. Yes, Sister Carla, we have quite a few people on here.
Yes.
Can you open?
Yes, yes. And I forgot to ask the sister, what is your name? So we can write your name down and keep you in our in the prayer and your family.
Norma. Sister Norma. Hi, Sister Carla.
Oh, amen. Sister Norma.
Hi,
praise
Norma.
The Lord.
Oh.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Norma. Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll just go to the next line. 225-337, your line is now open. See if your phone is on mute. Please check, see if your phone is on mute. 225-337, your line is now open. I believe it's Sister Leola.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Leola. And I just like to share a scripture. And I'm sharing from John chapter 5. And I would like to begin at verse 17. And it says, "But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father." making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son of Man, the Son can't do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and show him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and quicken them, even so the Son quicken whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honored not the Son honored not the Father, which had sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me had everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. One more scripture. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I will stop right there. So I just want to thank God for his words and for his promise, and that he loves us, sisters and brothers, and that he gives us his promise, and that we, when we hear his word, he said that we should pass from the death, as this verse says, but it's passed from death unto life. And I just want to thank God for that, because now I can live in Christ, study his word, be on the prayer line, do the things the Lord wants me to do. But I just want to thank God for also being on this prayer line and listening to my brothers and sisters, give God praise, reading scriptures, and doing all these things that God wants us to do to fellowship with one another. Thank you, Sister Claude, for opening my line, and may God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading the scripture. And we know that we cannot do anything, just like the Father, the Son could not do anything without his Father. And we have to follow both the Father and Son at this time to do his will. So I just want to thank you that you are reminding us by the scripture to have his word, reminding us that whatsoever we do, we must do it to bring glory to the Son and his Father. All right, we asking you to press number one so that you can share. Thank you again, Sister Leola.
Amen, amen. Sister Powell, what time would you like the prayer to be
yes,
presented?
I'm going to do prayer 8 o'clock, around 8 o'clock, right? And we just have our general prayer, and then the speaker will come on.
Okay.
How that
yeah.
is.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I just want
to give him
enough time. Okay. You think that is enough time, or 5 to we can have prayer 5 to 8, and finish by 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two more. Mm-hmm. I have a couple more calls to open. Did you open Brother Eli call line already?
No.
Not yet tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And please be brief, brothers and sisters, so that everyone can get to share their testimony.
We can't open Brother Eli. Just let him brief. Just tell him, please be brief.
Yes. So you can share your testimonies. Everyone can share their testimony and prayer requests so we can get into the message, because this is a very important message this evening that we all need to learn and to study and to grow in it, and perfection, you know, by practicing makes perfect. So 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Leola, and hello, Sister Carla and Sister Powell. My name is Brother Eli. First of all, I'd like to thank God, because God is good. God is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Powell and Sister Carla. I have a prayer request at this moment. mom, pray for me, lift me up in prayer. Pray for Brother J. Harry on this prayer line, Sister Paula and Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I just say to Brother J. Harry, be brief on this prayer line, J. Harry. You have to push number one. God knows, J. Harry, what you're going through. God knows what you're going through. Trust in the Lord. Be obedient to him, J. Harry. Call his name, J. Harry, when things going on, when you feel discouraged, when you feel down, you have to call in the Lord. You have to call in Jesus. God will cover you. God will cover you with his righteousness. God will deliver you, Jehovah. What matter what you're going through on this prayer line, Jehovah. Don't be shy on this prayer line. Share, because Sister Power said, share on this prayer line as we like ministry. Share, Jehovah, because Sister Power said, don't be shy, because God is good. God will do a miracle for you. And Sister Power is going to encourage you at this moment, Brother Jehovah. Amen. Encourage
him,
Sister Power.
He's on
the prayer line.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli. Amen. I'm sorry, Sister Power. Go ahead.
Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. And Johari, if you are on the prayer line, we ask you to press number one, that Brother Eli can recognize that you are there, Brother Eli. You are on Brother Eli Art. You know, he's always praying for you, Jahari. Thank you again, Brother Eli, for sharing. And sure, we will be praying for Brother Jahari.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, Sister Paul. I'm always, once I'm on the line, I'm in a host mood, and I'm just an open in line person, so excuse me. I'll go to the next call. I'll go to the next caller. Thank you for calling. 592-682. Your line is now open. Please check, see if your phone is on mute. I opened this line before, 592-682. Your line is open. Go ahead.
Check your phone. All right. We will go past that number.
Okay. 985-232, your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hammond, Louisiana. I want to thank God for another blessed day. I would like to read a script coming from John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 13:34. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
I just want to ask for prayer for all my sisters and brothers. I want to ask for peace. I want to ask God to forgive us of our iniquity and to remove all these diseases amongst the brothers and sisters and bring peace. And we want to keep everyone safe. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Brother John joining?
Not right. Not today.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing. And we know that God is love. And as he said, we have to love one another. And this is the time where we saw that everyone coming together in love. So we just want to thank God for his word. And, you know, we have to follow his will. So I just want to thank you, Sister Brenda, for reading and also sharing. Anyone else would like to share, dear Sister Carla, number one?
Okay. Did you want to go into prayer now? I'm not sure. This is the same number that did not answer. This is the same number that did not answer. So let me open it.
All right.
Let's pray. 592-6682, your line is open. Go ahead. Okay, it's time for prayer.
Okay. All right. Yes, Sister Carla, time for prayer. Brothers and sisters, yes, we know we are in a time for prayer, but I just have a little reading here, right? And just to inform us, you know, what all of us, how Satan is out like a roaring lion. And we just have to depend upon the Lord to help us. I was reading a little study this morning about, I won't be long because, you know, I want to give time, about Job, right? And I will just read around two or three verses. And this is Job 2, and Satan afflict Job with disease. As we have seen what is happening in this world right now, that the whole world is shut down over the whole world. We shut down, and we know that this is pestilence, and pestilence is disease, divers of diseases. So a lot of people is wondering, we are confused, some are afraid, and all these things is happening. And I just went in and started to read, and I read what Satan have done to Job. And please just listen, in your spare time, we can go back and read Job, you know, read Job and Job 2. It said, again, there was a day when sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came unto also among them to present himself before the Lord. So the saints went to present their case, giving praise like, oh, we are here now praising the Lord. But Satan came also among them to present himself. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, as thou consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, none like Job in the earth. Job was a perfect, an upright man, one who feareth God and eschew evil. That means he shun evil. He got victory over all sins. So he is a man that God feared and also perfect. And still he holdeth fast his integrity. So Job was a man of God the standard, just as how Noah was a man that God found favor in. And he said to this and said, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, he will give for his life. And I will just jump down. How Satan was so brave, having a great conversation with God. And he said, but put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. He was expecting that Job would curse the Lord, not him, the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So when Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore, he saw what sore boils, sore boils from the sole of his foot into his crown. So Satan covered Job with all the diseases. Then, I'm skipping because I want to pray. Then said his wife, imagine his wife came to him now. His wife who should be there to comfort Job. His wife came to him to tell him, thou see, boy, I tell you. And he took, you know, he put the ointment that he had to put on his boil. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still remain thine integrity? Curse God and die. That was what the wife was telling Job. And Job said, but he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips? All that was going through, and we know further, in which we will do a further reading, and I'm encouraging our brothers and sisters to go back and read. We have to give God thanks. We saw what took place with one of God's servants, and brothers and sisters, we are actually facing this situation right now. You know, when we see these things is happening, we know what that Satan is out like a roaring lion, and he just want to, he's up and down in the world, all over the world. So my prayer is to ask each one, let us remember all the nurses and those sick people who really body, some of them died, they gone, but those who are lying in the hospital and at home, and also the nurses and the doctors. So Sister Carla, I would like if you could offer a word of prayer for us on behalf of the requests, the few requests, and then the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Brother Oni.
Amen, amen. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, please. Kind and loving Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord, with nothing in our hands, Father. We come before you, sinful creatures, O Father, but you love us, Lord. You died for us while we were yet sinners, Lord. That's so much, that's how much you love us. You gave your only begotten sons, O Father. Help us, O Lord, to reflect your image. Help us, O Lord, to draw closer to you. Help us, O Lord, to overcome sin, Lord. We know sin is not permitted in heaven, and nothing sinful will enter heaven, O Lord. And we ask that you will have mercy upon us, O Lord. You're giving us enough time to overcome these sinful tendencies, these ways, Lord. Whatever is cultivated or inherited, Lord, we ask that you will help us to overcome them, Lord. You're giving us warning, reproof, O Lord. Help us to take heed, Father, because your coming is nearer than we think, Father. Lord, I present each and every one on this prayer line, Lord. Some have given their prayer requests, O Lord, and some have unspoken prayer requests or did not have time to give their prayer requests, O Father. But you know the hearts of your people. You know their desire, O Lord. Please, Lord, grant your desire for us, O Lord. Help us to see your will for us in our life. Help us to do the work that you have called us to do, O Lord. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel. Father, we don't want anyone's blood on our hands because we have refused or we neglect to share the gospel with them when we have the time, when we have the opportunity, O Lord. Have mercy upon us where we have failed. Help us to go to the lost sheep. Help us to, even in our home, in our community, at work, wherever they are, Father, help us to minister to them. Help us to pray for them, intercede to them, Lord. Even hand them a book or a scripture, O Lord. And if they refuse, continue to pray and present their name or their case before you, O Lord, and that you will work it out accordingly, Lord. Brother Eli has offered prayer requests for himself and his family and friends. We ask that you will bless them in a marked way, that you will help them, Lord, that you will teach them your word, O Father, that they will be blessed and encouraged, Father, as they come on this prayer line or whatever other group prayer line or going doing video chat via the internet with the prayer with the church, Father. We also pray for Sister Norma in a marked way and her family, her cousin, and those that are suffering sickness or disease at this time, Lord. You know each and every one of us. You know our cares and our needs, Lord. I ask that you will answer her prayer, O Father, only in a way only you can answer it, Father. And she will know, Father, this is nothing but God's doing. And she will give you praise and glory and honor, Father. We thank you for each and every one, other dear sister that sung, Father, we thank you for her singing, O Father, a beautiful voice that you have blessed her with, Lord. May she use it to glorify you, Lord. I was not even recognizing who it was, Father. And we just thank you for each and every one of us. We have voice. Let us sing a new song unto you daily. Let us present our prayers, our afflicting of our souls, O Lord. Let us sing melody unto you, O Lord, in time of distress, in time of need, O Father, so that you can hear us and comfort us, O Lord. If we live or if we die, we are yours, Lord. You are the owner of us, Lord. You have died for us. We don't belong to ourselves. Help us to die to self daily, Lord. Father, in your word, you also tell us to be of good cheer, Father. Help us to be cheerful even in this time of disaster, of sorrow, of turmoil, O Father. People's hearts are failing them because of what is coming upon the earth, and this is just the beginning of sorrow, Father. And we ask, Lord, that you will be with us and strengthen us again, Lord. Bless Brother O'Neill as he come on to present, Lord. You know the message that is at hand, O Father, that we all need to learn. Because we fail to learn it in a time of peace. We have to learn things very quickly. Open our mind, our understanding. Give us clarity of word and understanding so that we can know it, Father. We can teach other, and we can grow, and we can also apply it in our life, Father. We thank you ever so much. We glorify, we magnify your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for prayer. And I want to thank everyone. I noticed we have few new callers on the line. We just want to welcome you on the line tonight, and we just hope that you will join us again, that you will have the opportunity to share your testimony and your prayer. This line, when you come on the line, you are no stranger. You know, a line is just open for you to just press number one, and we all will welcome you. So I just want to thank you again. And brothers and sisters on the line, please, we are asking you to get your notepad and your pen so that, you know, you can take notes, and the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Brother O'Neill. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying, and thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. Thanks to each and everyone who joined on the line tonight. It's truly a blessing to share with you all what God has placed on my heart to share, as we are living in a time where we have to take deep reflection on our lives and the purpose that God has for our lives. And God has placed that topic in my heart to share with you tonight, on conscious living and also according to our health. Because as we see the pandemic has hit the cities more, the pandemic has hit the city more than how it has hit the rural areas of the country, because the crowdedness of the city and the ventilation is not there like when you're in the country. You have more trees and good air to breathe and all that. So let us have a word of prayer as I share this topic with us. Most kind Lord and eternal Father, I want to thank you for your goodness with us, your people. Thank you for preserving our lives, O God, that we could behold the beginning of another day. Lord, we want to thank you for every blessing that you have provided for us. And Father, we ask you to preserve our families, our friends, our neighbors, the virgin, O God. In spite of what is going on, help us, Lord, to have trust and confidence in you. Throughout this time, let us ask you, Lord, forgive me for all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let us ask today, O Lord, to your people, let self be out of the picture and Christ will be high and lifted up. Lord, as you said in your words, if I am lifted up above the earth, then I'll draw all men unto me. Lord, let your name be glorified at the end of this presentation. In Jesus' name I pray, thanksgiving. Amen. Remember, in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, in verse 1 to 3, it says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families. So we're reading that story that Abraham lived in the land, the all of the Chaldees, and God called him away from that life to a better life. And God said he's going to make a great nation out of him. Remember, this takes great faith because Abraham have not a child yet, but yet still God has called him for a purpose. And he answered the call, and he went. And as he went away from that life, Abraham lived a faithful life. He made some mistakes on the way and tried to fulfill the promise before time. But he listened to the call that God has called him to leave that place and go to a better place. And he's going to make a great nation out of him. As we see, city life is not good for our health. Also, city life is not God's ideal plan. And God is calling his people to get out of the city. And I want to share a quote before I continue. Share a quote from Testimony Volume 9, page 29.2. If every soldier of Christ has done his duty, if every watchman on the wall of Zion has given the trumpet a certain sound, the world might err. This have heard the message of warning. But the work is yet, the work is years behind. While men have slept, Satan has stolen a march upon us. So we can see that while we slept, Satan has stolen a march upon us. So we see that many of things that happened in 2020 have hit many of the Christian world by surprise, because we were not watching and praying and following the prophecy that pertaining to the last days. As we see, come, I share now. 1 second. So as we see that Abraham got the call from God to leave that place and go to a different place, and he will make a great nation out of him. And as you see, he also took his cousin Lot with him as well. In chapter 14 of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 12, it says, and they took Lot, Abraham's brother, son, and dwell in Sodom and his goods, and departed. So Lot dwelled in Sodom, but there's something happened in Sodom while Lot was there. In Genesis 19, in Genesis chapter 19, in verse 1 it says, and there came two angels of Sodom and Eve, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot seeing them rose up and meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold, now, my Lord, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall raise up early and go your way. And they shall say, nay, but we will abide in the streets at night. Upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and made them feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. So we see that the angels that came to escort Lot from out of that wicked city, Sodom and Gomorrah. And as we see the Bible tell us in Genesis, that in Luke 21, that as in Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall be seen in the last days. We see all manner of immoralities going on all over the world, and men think it's okay to reject the voice of God. They can do as they please, and there's no repercussion for their action. So we see that God is telling his people that right now he wants us to be away from the city life, because the city life is extremely dangerous for health and also for moral development, moral character, because so much distractions is in the cities. And God is telling us that it's time to evacuate and go to higher ground, because as he has said to Noah to build a ark, because when you see in Genesis chapter 6, it said every imagination and thought of the people were evil continually. So the people did not want to follow the law of God or do the will of God. They wanted contrary to the standard of the Bible. And as we see, in many ways, God tried to bring man's attention to his goodness. And as we see 2020 with the COVID crisis that hit the world by overwhelming surprise, the food stores were packed, a lot of chaos. And as we see in many parts of the world right now, you have a shutdown where people can't be mobile to go about their various ways of activity as normal, because things have been changed, and we don't see things getting any better according to all the plans of the evil one. I'll also share a next quote from Testimony Volume 2, 283.3. There are three watchwords in the Christian life which must be heeded if we would not have Satan steal a march upon us, namely, watch, pray, work. Prayer and watching thereunto are necessary for advancement in the divine life. Never was there a time in your history more important than the present. Your only safety is to live like a watchman. Watch and pray always. Oh, what a preventive against yielding to temptation and falling into the snares of the world. Or earnest should you have been at work the past few years when your influence was extensive. So we see what is going on. We have to watch and pray. We see this year, maybe where in next month, they're planning a global event where the Pope will meet with the world leaders to come up with their plan agenda, to come with the one world religion and one world government. And as we see this, we're not far-fetched from the National Sunday Law, because we see the test that is going on to see how ready they are to bring forth their movement. It says in Great Controversy 587, paragraph 1, it says, the leaders of the Sunday movement may advocate reform which the people need, principles which are in harmony with the Bible. Yet, while there is with these requirements, which is contrary to God's law, his servants cannot unite with them. Nothing can justify them in setting aside the commandments of God for the precepts of men. So we see that is the whole agenda, to set up the precepts of men instead of the commandments of God. And we see there's a people that will be marked people soon, which is Seventh-day Adventists, in these last days of earth crisis, because we are the one that will be against all these things based on our lifestyle. And we'll come in a situation where we have to stand up for what we believe, or else it will cost us our life. It says in a global study in a few years ago, it said about 4 billion people, 55% of the global population now in what are considered urban areas. United Nations expect that the number to grow to more than 6 billion by 2050. Much of this growth is happening in countries such as India, China, and Nigeria, where rural residents are flocking to cities at the same time cities are seeing their population multiply from within. So we see the city, everybody wants easy accessibility to healthcare, to do a lot of stuff. So we see the cities become more populated. Country homes are being sold out so that people can go to the cities to better atmosphere. So it says such urbanization hailed by many as positive development. It says planners and social scientists have argued for decades that the concentration of people had more efficient use of resources. So it's about resources, reduce impact of the environment, and generally more suitable for development. But the concentration of people can also mean a great risk, pathogens, and a higher likelihood that infectious disease will spread. So we see what happened with the COVID virus in the city of New York, and it's still causing many lives, as you hear from health practitioners daily, that it's overwhelming to see people just dying like crazy that they have been looking after. So we see that even though many hail city life as urban life, meaning city life as positive, it's also dangerous. It says, but the concentration of people also means a greater risk. Like we look, for example, back in 2015 with the 2014 with the Zika virus in Brazil, and in West Africa, I mean, the Zika virus in Brazil and also the Ebola in 2014 with West Africa. So we see that what matter of infectious disease is the availability of pathway for travel, even the form of village to village. So we see before, when Ebola would pop up, an isolated village wouldn't spread so much. So isolated area, it would not spread so much. Interconnection, says Emil Baudet, a specialist in infectious disease at the University of Southern California. Because of the urbanization of those areas, we have had outbreaks, and the amount of people that have been affected is just as so much. So in urban area, diseases spread rapidly. So much more, he says, much more widespread problem in cities that spread of disease through travel is related to the lack of sanitation, informal development, Mumbai, São Paulo, Lagos, often lack of normal sanitation or sewage system, and contamination of drinking water causes spread of gastrointestinal disease from Samola. So they're talking about some cities that have some contagious disease. In facilities, like in UNICEF says, the report from the World Health Organization, UNICEF, increase was linked primarily to the population growth, outpack and provision of basic infrastructure. So we see New York have a lot of infrastructure, good infrastructure, but yet still have a large population of people and large population of dwellings in close proximity. So we know that these things can cause a lot of diseases, because people have to be traveling all over, a lot of subway in New York City and buses. People have to commute, and this is like the financial capital of America, New York City. So people are inclined to want to be around all of the malls and all these amusements. So it says in the book Country Living, page 6.3, says to the working of trust and the result of labor union and strike, the conditions of life in city are constantly become more and more difficult. Serious troubles are before us, and for many families, removal from the city will become necessity. So it's a necessity. It's not something that is a if or something that we can say that, man, this is not for me. It's a necessity. This is something that we should truly consider and pray to God and ask Him to give us guidance in finding a home outside. We remember that God first made a garden for Adam so that he could dress it. And even after sin, Adam still have labor in to do. So we see in Country Living 6.4, it says, the physical surrounding in the cities are often peril to health. The constant liability to contract with disease, the prevalence of foul air, impure water, impure food, the crowded, dark, unhealthy dwellings are some of the many evils to be met. So, see that our health is at risk in the city. The exposure, toxic air with industrialization and all these things. When you're in the country, you will not experience these things. And as I said earlier on, country living also helps us to develop moral character and also able to meditate on God more easier and more better. God not saying for us to leave the cities and do not warn the cities. Yes, we should warn the cities, but as we see with Enoch in Genesis, he's somebody that that lives in the country, but he visits the cities to warn them of the impending danger of what is coming. It says, in Country Living 6.5, it says, it was not God's purpose that people should be crowded into cities, ordered together in terraces and tenements. In the beginning, he placed our first parents amidst beautiful sights and sound. He desired us to rejoice in today. The more nearly we come into harmony with God's original plan, the more favorable will be our position to secure health of body and mind and soul. So you say it was never God's intention for us to dwell in huddled together in terraces and tenements. That's not God's plan. That's man. So the Bible says in Proverbs, the rich man's wealth is in the city, and destruction of the poor is vanity. So we see that it's not God's plan. The benefit of the world is to have people crowded up into one year, and then it become cost of living becomes so high, especially in New York City, where people have to spend a lot on rent. If you go to a country home to rent a country home, it will be far less you would be paying, because you have to pay to live in certain area. So it says in as we see from studies also, from counts and from the pen of inspiration, that city life is very dangerous for our health and experience we see from the COVID-19. It says in Step to Christ 85.1, many are the ways in which God is seeking to make himself known to us and bring us into communion with him. Nature speaks to our senses without ceasing. The open heart will be impressed with the love and glory of God as he revealed through the works of his hand. The listening ear and understand the communication of God through the things of nature, the green fields, the lofty trees, the buds and the flowers, the passing cloud, the falling rain, the babbling brook, the glories of the heavens speak to our hearts and invite us to become acquainted with him who had made them all. So God desire for us to be acquainted with the things that he has made in nature. And when spending time, for instance, me, myself going into the country here many times, not yet in the country yet, desiring and praying and looking to evacuate the city. But many times I'm not in the city here. I'm in the country. And being in the country, I'm able to do some farming, like planting stuff and tilling the soil. And as I said to my friends who are in the country, that now is the time that we should plant like never before, because we don't know how long this crisis can last. And also, after this, more will happen. We're just living in the time of the beginning of sorrow. We all know that a lot more to come, because Jesus Christ told us in Matthew chapter 24 that all these things shall come to pass. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness, and then shall the end come. So we know that there's many more things to come according to prophecy. And it's time for God's people to make preparation. You understand, God, when we try our best, we know that God will assist us. But when we make no provision, like trying to leave out of these areas where it's easier for us to be contaminated, not just by diseases, but by our morals or moral values, can be affected as well. Because we know that the enemy of our soul, it is his ultimate desire for the people of God to not have sweet fellowship with God. And God wants us to be in an environment, as he have took Moses from his surrounding and train him up among the with the sheep and all these things, so that he can come. And then God called him for a work to deliver the children of Israel from the hands of the Egyptian. God is trying to say to us that he wants us to be in an atmosphere where we can hear the birds and all the things that share the praise to their creator. But in the city, it's so much. All the time you hear the sirens, the confusion, and all these things. You know, so God wants us to be in an atmosphere where we can become aware of his speaking to us. And in Psalms chapter 19, it says in verse 1 to 3, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showed his handiwork. Day unto day uttered speech, and night unto night showed knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." And verse 4 says, "The line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Them at set the tabernacle for the sun." So we see it in city living is not God's plan. So we see it says in Country Living, page 5.5, it says, "The world over, cities are becoming hotbeds of vice, and every hand are the sights and sounds of evil. Everywhere the enticement to sensuality and dissipation. The tide of corruption and crime is continually swelling. Every day brings the record of violence, robberies, murder, suicide, and crimes unnameable." So we heard that today I heard a news that somebody has jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't know if that person is dead. I don't hear the full story. But many people with the social distancing and all these things affecting people are going through a lot mentally and physically and emotionally. So many people are confused of what is going on. And many people that have the COVID, they're not just dying based on the disease itself, but they're dying also mentally and emotionally. In Country Living, page 6.1, it says, "Life in the city is false and artificial." So we have to bear in mind that life in the city is artificial and false. "The intense passion for money getting, the swirl of excitement and pleasure seeking, the thirst for display, the luxury and extravagance, all are forces that with the great masses of mankind are turning their mind from life's true purpose. They're opening up the door 1,000 evil. Upon the youth, they have almost irresistible power. So we see in city life, gangs, violence, drugs, alcoholism, all of these evils, 1,000 evils. So those are a few of the evils that we are exposed to. Whether you are Christian or you are in the world, you are exposed to these vices that is in the city, and that is causing a great issue to the mind of our youths and also our adults as well. So we see that city life is artificial, and God is saying to us that He wants us to be in an environment where He can speak to us. We can know, and as we see what is going on in this world, God wants us to recognize that as He has warned the Jews in about the impending danger about to happen in 70 AD. We see that as in 66 AD when the army was encamped Jerusalem and the divine hand have caused them to move, and they move. But the people still think that in disobedience that God will save the city, Jerusalem at that time. They think that God has made provision for them. After the army ceased, it was time for them to evacuate. But they think that some people left and some stayed, and think that even when God has made provision for us to leave, we think that in disobedience, God is still gonna come true for us. And many times we think that when God has laid something on our hearts and inspiration have tell us, through His word, have tell us that we need to make, He give us counsel, but we think that no, it's not time yet. And as we see what happened in Jerusalem in 70 AD at the destruction of Jerusalem, we see even people were eating their own flesh of their other, eating flesh of their babies and other family members, because the crisis came and they stayed and expected deliverance. And now as we see the food lines all over the world, is people are rushing to get food. When you're in the country, if you go shopping in the country, like, you don't see that experience where you have long lines and all that. You just walk in and you walk out. But when in the city store, you have to go at a certain time. If you don't go at a certain time, you leave. You have 250 or 150 people in line lining up for food. So we see that God is telling us that it's time for us to. In Country Living, page 6.2, it says, one of the most subtle and dangerous temptations that assail the children and youth in the cities is the love of pleasure. Holidays are numerous, games and horse riding draw a thousand, and the soil of excitement and pleasure attract them away from the sober duties of life. Money that should have been saved for better uses has frittered away for amusement. So we see so much excitement in this city. So when you're in the city, it calls for so much excitement and pleasure. But when you're in an era where you can have simplicity of character, simplicity of mind, simplicity in every way, you depend on the things that God has placed in nature for us to enjoy. You can do activities. Many people think that being in the country is boring and you don't see a lot of stuff. You don't have the stores close by to go. You have to drive or whatever. But God wants us to grow our own food. And in the cities, many people don't have the opportunity to have a piece of land to because many people live in apartment buildings and they don't have access so that they can plant some food that they can reap. And I've seen myself able to do that when I go into the country. So some of the brethren who have land, I am able to plant stuff so that we can have food to sustain when the time of trouble comes. Because as we see in Revelation chapter 13, is soon to be fulfilled, because the old world is wandering after the beast system. I'm closing shortly, so I will share something else before I close. So we see that God is saying to us, it's not impossible. With God, all things are possible. All we have to do is to call on God, ask Him to show us the way. God is willing to do for us exceedingly abundantly that we can ask or think. And this is the God that we are dealing with. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving in Philippians, let your requests be made known unto God. God don't want us to be in a place where we're going to be discomfort, where we are not able to survive. We have to be in chaos. God wants us to be in a surrounding where we can hear His voice speak to us, because the voice of God truly makes a difference to us. So before I close, give me 1 second before I close. I'm hearing a feedback. You see the life of Jesus in the work of Christ. As I close in Step to Christ, chapter 9. In Step to Christ, chapter 9. Page 78, paragraph 1, it says, the Savior's life on earth was not a life of ease and devotion to Himself, but He toiled with persistent, earnest, untiring effort for the salvation of lost mankind. From the manger to Calvary, He followed the path of self-denial and sought not to be released from the arduous tasks, painful travels, and exhausting care and labor. He said, the Son of Man came not to minister unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. This was the one great object of His life. Everything else was secondary and subservient. It was His meat and drink to do the will of God and to finish the work. Self and self-interest had no part in His labor. So we see the life of Jesus Christ was a constant life of labor, from the cradle, meaning Calvary, to the cross. Christ knew the path that He should take. So the same thing that God is saying to us, He wants us to get out of the cities into the country where our character can be molded according to the divine way of Christ, because we know that there is so much distraction in the city. It calls for us to have physical, mental, and spiritual decline in the cities, because it's cause for so much. We have to be working more harder than before just to pay off the bills and all these. But when you're in a area, a spot of land where you could plant your own food, and you could set up the greenhouse in cold temperature. And also, if you live in an area where you have constant sunlight, it would even be better. So God wants us to be in an area where we can hear His voice, we can do His will, because the time is upon us. Because as we see what is going on, it's just the beginning of what is about to come. And God don't want things to surprise us. He wants us to watch and pray, because you know not when the Son of Man shall appear. So as I close with Ezekiel, the seventh chapter, it says, in verse 23, it says, make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crime, and the city is full of violence. So you see, in verse 24, it says, wherefore it says, I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp and the strong to cease, and their holy place shall defile. Verse 25 says, destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and they shall find none. So it says that they shall seek peace and shall find none, because we know who is the Prince of Peace. It is Jesus Christ. So one of the first things we need to do right now in closing is to ask God where He wants us to be, you know, where the country area He wants us to be. Ask Him to provide, because He says anything that is according to His will, He will give. When He asks anything according to His will, He will provide for us. So we should just trust God, ask Him where, and ask Him provision. Finance is not the goal, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to God. The cattle on 1,000 ill belong to God. So anything we are lacking, God will provide, because when it's about our salvation, Christ is interested in us. So thank you all for joining. Let us pray. We have a background feed. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, we want to thank you for your goodness towards us, your people. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, as we see this impending crisis, Lord, you are telling us, your people, it's time for us to seek a way out of the cities into the country, because we see that what this virus has caused to many people living in the city area, many lives have been lost. But when people are in the rural area, you're not susceptible to these things. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, there are many people on the line at this moment are contemplating a place to go into the country, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will provide the place that you want them to be, the finance, and also, Lord. Father, we pray for those who are sick among us, O God. I pray that you will grant healing according to your will. Father, bless us, Lord, and may your face cause your face to shine upon us. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Neil, for sharing and to inform our brothers and sisters in Advent Light for a line about country living. And brothers and sisters, as we all are looking forward, we all are looking forward to move to the country. We just have to pray and ask the Lord to guide us and lead us, just as in Genesis 12:1-3 with Abram and Lot, and they were obedient to God when God told them that he has to get thee out of the country where he was living and go into a new country. So we just have to follow the example and just follow the Lord's guidance, and we will always remember our brothers and sisters, especially those who are in the city, that we can pray that God will be able to help them, that they will be able to get out of the city. So I just want to thank you all tonight for joining Advent Light Prayer Line, and we are asking each one, you know, as they listen, to be obedient to the call. This is a wake-up call for each and every one of us. So I just want to thank you again, brothers and sisters, for joining. And we are also inviting you back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, on Advent Light Prayer Line. Remember, tomorrow is the Sabbath. You know, the preparation of the Sabbath, to prepare to bring in Sabbath and for us to worship together. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined, and also our speaker tonight. Thank you, Sister Carlo. And we apologize for the technical difficulties that we have early. And I just want to say thank you all again for joining. Good night. Have a blessed night, and we will all meet tomorrow. God bless.